Welcome to another episode of Journey from Grief to Healing. I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. When we lose someone we deeply love, it hurts in a way that others who have not experienced it can understand. The hurt shakes the very core of our being. We may walk around our home talking to the one we lost. I did. We may continually look for signs, hoping that we get some sign they're okay. I did. Then a time comes where the conversations we have with the one we lost are noticeably less frequent. We begin to gradually focus more and more on the direction of our lives. We realize we have no choice other than moving on. Moving on is not an heroic choice. It's more of a force choice, where the life force that's ever present in us impels us to move forward. We are grabbed hold of by an unseen force and propelled forward whether we want to move forward or not. The life force will not let us remain in the darkness. We have no other choice. We have to move on. Darkness, a poem by Jovan Jovanovich Zmaji, tells us how we can move on from the darkness that wraps grieving in its arms. Here is his poem. You could think that darkness is so scary strong, powerful and dreadful, and you would be wrong. Fortunately, it is not at all this way. You just light a candle and it runs away. The lighting of the candle in the poem symbolizes turning toward the light, turning towards life and away from death and darkness. We have all known people who have been trapped by the darkness. The only one who holds the key to escape the darkness is the one who is trapped in the darkness. There are no locked doors. There is no mysterious map that will show us our way out. The way out is through the unlocked door. It is by turning toward the light. It is by choosing to live. In choosing to live, the darkness disappears. And as it disappears, each of us in our own way moves on with life. Each of us will move on in a different way with life. I know some who move on by traveling. They join other travel groups and meet new friends, and together they travel to yet unvisited destinations. I know some who lost a partner and who quickly got involved with another person and went on with their lives. I know some who can't let go of the past and hold on tightly to what doesn't exist. I can see it in their face. I can hear it in their words, and there's nothing I can say to help them let go. And I know some who, after grieving ended, seemed to have it all together and moved on with their lives and are quite happy and express gratitude for what was and a gratitude for what is, and they look forward to the future. We all have to move on in our own way. It's much like a child in first grade getting promoted to second grade. The child has no choice. He or she moves on to the second grade. Life is different. The pattern continues to repeat itself, grade after grade, until the child becomes an adolescent and graduates from high school, transitioning from adolescence to adulthood. Nothing stays the same. We are in a constant state of change. Part of moving on is adapting to the changes that come into our lives. Poet Henry Van Dyke wrote a wonderful poem around the changes associated with dying. His poem is titled, Gone From My Sight. Here is his poem. I am standing upon the seashore. A ship at my side spreads her white sails to the moving breeze and starts for the blue ocean. She is an object of beauty and strength. I stand and watch her until at length she hangs like a speck of white cloud just where the sea and the sky come to mingle with each other. Then someone at my side says, there, she is gone. Gone where? Gone from my sight, that is all. She is just as large in mast, hull, and spar as she was when she left my side, and she is just as able to bear her load of living freight to her destined port. Her diminished size is in me, not in her. And just at the moment when someone says, there she is gone, there are other eyes watching her coming, and other voices ready to take up the glad shout, here she comes, and that is dying. I love that poem. Fills me with hope and wonder and gratitude. Go forward without fear, knowing everything will work out. Never quit never give up, and never lose hope. If you like this podcast, please share it with a friend who walks with us on our grieving journey. Have a great day and stay strong. Never quit.